Hey there, this is Seth Wires from Channel 9 coming to you from NDC London 2016. I am here with my good friend I went with your last name first.
Hadi. You're such a good friend, you don't even know my name.
I went with your last name first. That's weird. This is Hadi. He works for JetBrains. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good. How are you?
Tell us, man. What's going on?
Not much.
You had a really fun announcement here just the other day.
Yeah.
And I wanted to see if we could chat about it. Tell us the genesis of this project, and then maybe we can get a little demo.
Yes, sure. So what we announced was a C# cross-platform IDE.
Mm-hmm.
And we started this late November 2014,
mm-hmm.
early December, mm-hmm. Which was right after the .NET Core mm-hmm. CLR announcement. So it was one guy that started it, one developer. And then in the rounds, it started like more experimentation and stuff. And then it was about summer 2015 that we added two more people to the team. So we got it up to three. And then I think around like these past 2 months, but building up a little bit to this announcement, we added a few more people. So it started just over a year ago, the project.
Wow. So it's a cross-platform C# IDE, which is kind of important because if you're a Mac developer, now, if you have a Mac, is what I'm saying, is you can make ASP.NET applications just purely on a Mac.
Yeah, and not only ASP.NET, it's actually it works with existing MS Build files.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, so it works with existing C# project files.
Oh,
it's not only for .next.
I see.
It's for .now.
That's right. Awesome. So why don't you show us how this works?
Yeah, so here, for example, I have MonoCecil.
Mm-hmm. Oh, which is a compiler for Mono.
Yeah, and basically, so, if you're not familiar, so just the highlight view, this is basically based on the IntelliJ platform, mm-hmm. right? So the front end is the IntelliJ platform. I can explain how it works on the back end a little mm-hmm. bit later, but front end is IntelliJ platform. So people that maybe have used WebStorm, PHP Storm, PyCharm, or IntelliJ IDEA, mm-hmm. they're going to be familiar with it, right? So you've got the full IDE experience, okay? So here, for example, we have our Solution Explorer,
mm-hmm.
and I can just type here and go to any file I want, hit enter into that file, and then we have the same functionality that we have in ReSharper. So for example, I go to a type, so type specification and with camel case completion. So go to a type here. From here, for instance, I can go to a member name, so full name. That would show me full name, and it takes me down to that.
Sure.
We also have things like camel case completion with qualifier. So for instance, so let's say I can go to any symbol across the project, and I type full name. That takes me to any symbol, right?
Mm-hmm.
But there's too many full names.
Of course.
So I want to go to type specification full name. So what I could do is do something like TS full name. And that would take me down using camel case to type specification and then full name.
Oh, right? Interesting.
So directly goes to full name.
That's cool.
Then you have, for example, go to file. So let's say type definition and collections, right? Again, camel case completion. I can go to a specific file, right? I can even go to, for example, folders, see all of the different folders and all of the different projects that I have, right?
So if you're already comfortable with ReSharper, for example, Visual Studio, this is going to be just a walk in the park.
Yeah, walk in the park. And in fact, we're mapping the keyboard bindings mm-hmm. so that you can basically use the same things, right? And then, of course, beyond that, we also have more advanced navigation. So let's say, for instance, I'm here, Command B, that would take me to the actual declaration.
Mm-hmm.
From here, I could say, for instance, show me all of the derived types. And on here, I can start to search property definition. That takes me to property definition. Let's say find usages. That one doesn't have I member definition. Let's say find usages. That will show me all the usages across the project.
And where they are, too.
Where they are. And then you can filter this by, namespaces. You can sort it by namespaces. You can only do read accesses, write accesses. All of that functionality, right?
So this is really powerful navigation.
Very powerful, mm-hmm. right? And then, of course, you have the go recent files, so, Command E, recent files. And that's one thing that I always say to people, especially on the IntelliJ platform, is a lot of people use tabs. I hate tabs.
Yeah,
like,
I'm not a fan.
Tabs were like the most inefficient thing ever invented.
Well, because you have to linearly scan.
Yeah, and then you've got to use your mouse to go back and forth, right? So what you do is you close those, and then I just normally use Command E, which tells me the recent files, right? So I say, I want to go to parameter references. And this is smart enough that if you constantly go back and forth between files, you can just do the combination like this.
I see.
And then it also has Shift Command E, which is the recently edited files, right? So you can go to the recent edit files. So if you're working like in a view and a controller at the same time, one key shortcut.
So it's not just type navigation; it's usage plus type navigation.
Absolutely. Yeah. Got it. Yeah, and that's a little thingy.
That's awesome.
But apart from that, of course, we also have like, you know, the whole structure window, and then I can come here and I can say, show me the structure. Sorry. Structure. Where's my structure? File structure. Hey. Don't know why my keyboard mapping sometimes doesn't work. Anyway, so I can get, hold on. There you go. File structure. So that gives me the file structure of the class. Right,
nice.
And you got to understand that the navigation is not just, as you say, navigation. It's also semantically aware,
sure.
Right? So you know it knows relationships, like go to related files, mm-hmm. and stuff like that. And then of course, one thing that we provided on the IntelliJ platform is a double shift, which is a search everywhere. So here now I can look for anything, anywhere.
That's cool.
I don't need to say whether it's a type, a file, a setting. So I can say plugins. And that will open up the plugins for me, right? And I can add new plugins to this.
Sometimes you're trying to find that one thing, and you just open the menu and you're just like, is it this one? Is it that one? That's pretty helpful, double shift.
And in fact, in our menu, we have that, right? So let's say I want to say a key map, I just go here and I said, you know, don't sit there and go through this. You just come up here and say key map. And then it shows me everything that's key map, and it highlights everywhere where it's written key maps, right? Now, of course, that's just, you know, the tip of the iceberg, because this is basically what I've shown you is just navigation.
Right.
In fact, what we also have is, for example, I find the string. If I go to string, hit B, we also have a decompiler built in.
Oh, that's cool. Right,
so we've got .pick decompiler built in already, cross-platform. And as I said, this is your regular C# project. It's not the new version.
Got it.
And I can do build, rebuild solution, builds it. We support, it bundles with the mono. We're going to be providing support for .NET Core CLR, mm-hmm. But we already have full debugging and build run support.
So this is like if you're building for the full framework, it's going to be targeting the mono full framework.
Yeah.
Okay.
And if you're building on Windows, then you can use the .NET framework, for example, right? And then, of course, you know, in addition to that, then we have everything that we brought with ReSharper, right? With the Alt Enter menu, right?
Mm-hmm.
So to public, right? So I get all of the
sort of the refactoring kind of stuff.
All the refactoring and all of the inspections. So you can see the little, you know, the issues here, right? These are showing me like name method does not match full rules, mm-hmm. fields. So we have already over 800 inspections here. Out of the 1,400 that ReSharper has, mm-hmm. already 800 are available.
That's fantastic.
So, for instance, here it says, you know, highlight this. It says you can use an expression body. So hit Alt Enter, and it converts it into expression body.
I see. So the inspections are more like there's something that you could do better here.
Yeah.
The refactoring is you do the actual suggestion because there might be more than one.
Yeah. So the inspections are basically what ReSharper does is statically analyzes your code base,
right.
to find potential issues, you know, null reference or a naming suggestion or, you know, I mean, if you look here in inspections, don't know if we already have them. Yeah, we do. So you can see here that I have, you know, general inspections, syntax issue, HTML. Not all of them are actually showing here. But, you know, this is thousands of inspections that could be literally here. And each of them says to you, this is what it is. You can show this, you can hide this, you can show it as a weak problem, a weak warning, a severe problem, etc. Right? And then what we provide is the famous Alt Enter, which is now there is a problem and I can even show you how to fix this.
Right.
Right. But I always say when you do this, you better make sure what you know what it's doing. Don't just blindly follow the tool.
Of course.
Right? So that's and apart from that, of course, we have, you know, complete editing. So for instance, if I start a new project. If we come here and I say, for example, so you see we have class library, DNX, well, whatever it'll be called. So I can say console application. Just go ahead and create that. So that's already created for me. Now I can say, for example, let's go ahead and create a class. So customer and let's navigate back. Let me open up program files. So here, you know, I can say var customer equals new customer, and it provides me with completion. It automatically does the support, and then customers, for example, two string, whatever, right? Mm-hmm. I don't have a, you know, I can navigate to this and create a method or whatever. So what we can do here, for instance, is just like a console write line. So you see we have full completion right. as well, hello. And now I can, for instance, set a breakpoint, and let me just go here where actually we can come here and right click and debug.
So it's the same debugging experience that people might be used to.
Exactly. So you get all of your inspections, your variables, all the values. You can step through, see the output. You can even like do evaluate expression. And then we have a whole bunch of features that we'll bring in. Like, for example, in IntelliJ Debugger, we have inline debugging, which basically means that as you step over the lines in comments, it shows you the values.
Right.
And then we have drop stack trace, which basically says, oh, I've just stepped one step too far. Let me drop one step back. So yeah, you get the complete experience of debugging and running there. Beyond that, of course, then we have the whole IDE.
Right.
So now I have, for instance, you know, if I go to VCS and I say enable version control and I say, okay, Git. And in fact, you guys at Microsoft have provided support for TFS for our platform.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So you have Android Studio support, right? Mm-hmm. Which will be the same thing,
right?
Because it's all compatible. So now this is now checked in, and now I can, you know, go to VSS and I can say git add file, and then I can do like a, you know, initial commit, and then we have additional features like when you do a commit, do a code analysis, make sure all to-dos are up to date, clean up the code, reformat, rearrange the code, do all of these operations, and I can do a commit and push from here. So all of the things that we provide on our platform in terms of other tooling integrated, it's all there, like terminals, REST.
That's fantastic. So this obviously it's still early.
Yes.
But you just wanted to show everyone, look at where we're going.
Yeah.
Because C# as a language is fantastic.
Yeah.
And now that there is Mono, now that there is the DNX or .NET for core CLR, for example, everyone can use C#.
Yeah.
So this is a really interesting and cool addition. When can we expect to hear more about this, or where can they go to sign up to learn?
So more? We just announced this, as I said, in about in a couple of weeks we'll announce a landing page where you can sign up for a private EAP, which is our early access program.
Sure.
We're looking for specific types of projects, size,
right.
Technology used. After that, we'll do a public EAP. Mm-hmm. And then we're hoping to release sometime in autumn this year, right? And if you're on Twitter, I think the best place to go is to JetBrains Rider, mm-hmm. which is a Twitter account. And there you basically get up-to-date information.
That's awesome. So for those that are sort of considering, you know, using C# but want better tooling, this is actually a really cool option.
Yeah, I mean, this is, we're providing the full IDE experience, right? So this isn't an editor. This is a full IDE experience. And as I said, we didn't get into this, but if I can briefly just say
that. Well, I want to see, yeah.
The front end is using the IntelliJ platform, mm-hmm. which is an open source platform, which is Android Studio is built on,
right.
as we said. Xamarin recently purchased a company called RoboVM, which does, so they use Java, to target iOS and Android. Mm-hmm. So they do the reverse of what Xamarin does with C#.
I see.
And their tool is built on IntelliJ platform
wow.
as well. So this is built on that on the front end. And in fact, all of the code on the front end that we're using is Kotlin, which is our programming
right.
language. On the back end, it's all ReSharper.
I see.
So 99% of the code is shared with ReSharper.
I see.
That is why every feature that we add to ReSharper, it automatically comes to this.
That's really interesting.
That is why in 1 year we have been able to provide all of this functionality.
That's why when you're saying autumn, I'm like, wow, that's pretty aggressive. But you're saying that the foundations of this project, the IntelliJ platform, which is pretty stable, has been used for years. In fact, Google uses
15 years.
It. Google actually adopted that as the official Android way to make Android apps. But then you also have ReSharper, which has been around forever. And that code's just there. Now you're just sort of providing the Chrome around it.
Exactly. We're making the JVM talk to the .NET framework, basically.
Which is pretty copacetic nowadays, I
think. Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, so anyways, please follow JetBrains Writer to learn more about this. And if you have any questions, I'm sure Hadi will respond to
them. Yeah, absolutely. You can follow, you can ask me, or on Twitter, I'm HHariri, or Hadi@JetBrains.com. So
fantastic. Well, thanks. This is really exciting. I'm excited.
We are. Yeah, we are.
Very awesome. Excited. Thanks for being with us, Hadi. Again,
thank you.
We are here at NDC London 2016 learning about some cool stuff today from JetBrains. My name is Seth Juarez. This is Channel 9. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you next time. Take care.